I like it. You're welcome. Wow. It's amazing what a few weeks will do. I have a quick question. Is it easier, and you're at the table, is it easier to do things with other people, like if you have a project, or is it easier to do it alone?
It depends on what you're doing.
It depends on what you're doing.
Okay. Could you forget that for a second and just tell me yes or no, together or alone? Don't
I like
be so
to,
smart.
I like to do things with other people.
With other people, okay. Even if you have to share materials, yeah? Even if you have to share ideas, yeah? Who's in charge?
No one really.
You had to think about it though, didn't you? I gotcha. No, I'm just kidding.
You want me to get her answer?
Yes.
Hello.
Alone, okay. Who likes to be in charge?
I do.
You do, okay. Does the work get done better if you're by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Mama didn't have to give you that answer, wow. But she is your mama. Okay, can I have that back, do you think? Everybody here, okay, come here, quick question. Do you like working by yourself or with another person?
Both.
Both. We're going to have a talk, you and I, about your kids. And if you're doing it with another person, who's in charge?
I don't know.
And all of you are saying, don't ask us. You better just walk away, Claire, because we don't want to know. It's all right. We're going to come back to that. Thank you, table. Okay, I think I left my paper there, but that's okay. We're gonna tag team a little bit, but if you take a look in your bulletins, you don't have to, I'll tell you what it says. The title of the sermon says, thank you, what does the Lord require of you? Non-rhetorical. Who said sure it is? All right, you answer first then. Jackie, what does the Lord require of you?
Everything.
You've been hanging out with them, haven't you?
They're good teachers.
Yeah. What does the Lord require of you?
Faithfulness.
What does that mean?
It means following what he commands us to do in the Bible, and it means loving people, and it means trusting him.
I'm so tempted to push you, but it's your first day, so... But I have your daughter, so thank you. Anybody else? What does the Lord require of you? You sing it every Sunday.
To love one another.
What does that mean, Phil?
That means as yourself.
Do you love yourself, Phil?
Sort of, sometimes.
I don't even have to go further on that one. Go ahead.
Every year, every Sunday, we sing justice, kindness, and to walk humbly with our
and
Lord.
And what does that mean?
That means that we have to strive our entire life towards making the world a better place.
Making the world a better place. At risk to ourselves?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Unfortunately.
Sometimes, unfortunately. Okay. What does the Lord require? I knew you couldn't stay quiet. I knew it.
Fearlessness and faithfulness.
Fearlessness and what does that mean, Cayenne?
That means to be unafraid to do whatever it is you were put here to do, whether you know what that is or not.
There's a faithfulness. Anybody else? Hi.
Do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your Lord.
And what does that mean?
It's right out of the scripture. It just means what it says. Do justice.
Again, it's your first day, so I have to be nice, but we'll get to know each other, I'm sure. Nancy.
Well, I was just thinking, if we, because we sing that every Sunday, but
We have to pay attention. That means when we hear or hear or leave here, we have to pay attention. You know, where do we see injustice? Where do we see people that need love? Where do we see mercy? We've got to pay attention.
Well, now you just went from passive to active. Hate when that happens. Anybody else? So Mallory is joining us today as her first day on board. She's got guts, wouldn't you say? Fearlessness, a risk taker. And one of the things that we've been tossing around, because this is what we're entering into, not just with Mallory coming aboard as her first day, but also in the vote that we are going to take regarding becoming a Just Peace Church, all of those things come down to a title for each and every one of us. We like to think it just falls on clergy or soon-to-be clergy, but it falls on every one of us. And that title is disciples. So part of the question that we've been tossing around is, what does it mean to be a disciple? And you sort of put that out there, but I'll open that up to you too so you can throw your two cents in if you're ready.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's her first day too, but I'm not going to go easy on her.
So for me and my faith experience, discipleship is something that calls me out of myself. I have a set of responses that I would generally go to. If you know me, I talk a lot, and I have a lot of opinions. And so
we don't welcome that here.
Right. So Claire and I are very much cut from a similar cloth, which is why we get along
right
98% of the time. so for me, to hold the tension of justice and peace, I often go off into justice and kind of leave peace by the curbside sometimes. And so for me, to battle my initial responses is to bring peace with me and make sure they're both in the car when I leave. Call is a huge thing we talk about in seminary. Everyone, everywhere you go, people are like, so what are you called to? When I first started this journey, I swore I would never be in parish ministry. I came to ministry through hospice. I thought that my plan, what I was called to do, was to be a hospice chaplain. And I am called to that work. But in doing discernment work and doing work around figuring out what my call is, my call to discipleship is often to leave the things I think I know about myself behind. So I had a plan. There's a phrase that when you make a plan, the Spirit laughs. It's true. So for me, what discipleship means is to show up in a centered way and do whatever the next right thing is. I don't really have a grasp on what it is I'm, capital C, called to do. I don't know anymore. I had one, and then that's not it, or it's not all of it. And so for me, to be a disciple is to do the next thing. You know, to be present where I am with the people I am, to minister and serve where I'm put, wherever God puts me. And it means leaving aside some of the labels, but the label that I do get to keep is disciple, a follower, to take cues and to be present.
Thank you. One of the things we talk about with discipleship is that there's never one. We are, whether it's easier or not, whether we think we're the boss or not, it's always better to do things in a group, to know that we are not alone. And as such, because churches can become isolated, and part of our covenant with our larger Rocky Mountain Conference and the larger church is to become more radically connected. But that just doesn't mean fun things. So what I did was I tapped a few people to kind of get an idea of what discipleship means. But more specifically, in the midst of things that are happening in our lives, and in the midst of the fact that we are going to be taking a vote on becoming a Just Peace Church, I asked them to comment on the cost of discipleship. Now, that phrase itself is the title of a book that was put out by Dietrich Bonhoeffer in the midst of the Nazi regime, and it eventually cost him his life to live into what it meant for him to be a disciple. And so I want to share with you some of the responses that I received. And they are both clergy and lay, all right? But what it does is it connects us to other churches and other denominations that are struggling with discipleship and and what it means to follow in the midst of our current lives. So I'm going to share some of that with you, if you don't mind. So the first person is her name is Terry, and she is a UCC clergy. And she says, our personal comfort is the cost of discipleship. Karina is a layperson, UCC, and she says, being ostracized politically. Marta, who is another UCC minister, says, the cost, huh? Weariness, polarization, risk, isolation. Sort of depends on what kind of disciples you are. Another UCC minister, Heather, said, ugh, IBS. Roger, who is a UU pastor, said, I would think something like to follow God in God's powerlessness and vulnerability to the world and to encounter there God in the powerlessness, the powerless and the vulnerable. Valerie Jackson, she is a Methodist minister, says, true self-awareness, the knowledge and admission of our roles and participation in the human condition. Thomas, who is an Episcopal layperson, says, it is what it has always been, discomfort, finding courage, choosing something else over our fear, using our prophetic voice, which will lose us friends and acquaintances, demand for increased vulnerability, and a constantly broken heart. And sometimes, if it comes to it, our very lives. Greg Carlson, who is our CPR coach and a UCC minister. It is a combination of being centered in a spiritual practice that assists in following the way of Christ and being an activist for justice, which can be costly in terms of resources, time, and the risk of physical harm. Rebecca, UCC pastor, having your every word from the pulpit scrutinized, lest you set someone off and they leave the church and take their pledge with them just because you're preaching the gospel. Anne, layperson, a renewed commitment to doing justice and standing in the gap for others. Richard, a Mennonite, choosing carefully the conflicts in which to engage, knowing that there is no shortage of opportunities for witness, as those who could use some wisdom are all around you, but also knowing, as Bonhoeffer said, there's no arguing with folly. Maggie, a layperson, losing all you thought you held dear, enduring the shame tactics to bring you to the old ways, and finding the humility and courage to experience faith without a net. We are not alone in our quest to understand what it means to be a disciple. We are not alone in our quest to understand what it is our call may be, and it may be as fluid as whether or not Colorado will have a sunny day, a rainy day, a hail day, or all of the same and all of the above at any given point. We are not alone, because not only in this church are we examining what it means to be a disciple, but in our world with other denominations and with other human beings in our city, we are trying to negotiate what the cost of discipleship is and to recognize that we are not alone as we seek out those answers on any given day. And the people said,